السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. It's a 25th night and again Saturday night. We never know whether we will see this night again in our life. This night definitely we won't see, but the next Ramadan whether we will see or not, who knows? Look at the number of janazas and mayats in the month of Ramadan and even before Ramadan. So we don't know.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے.
Don't worry about the voice and the croak in the voice. Listen to the words. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. I need some support for my existence in this world. To live we require support. We require food, we require drink, we require clothes, we require architects, we require engineers, we require doctors, we require so many different kinds of people to assist us and help us in this life of this world. Person is putting up a building, he requires so many different artisans and people. The person is undertaking a journey to some foreign country. There too he requires the assistance of the travel agents and those who do visas and the assistance of the airline companies. And so many people are required just to transport him from this end to that end. So in this worldly sojourn and life of ours, we are asking for help and assistance from so many different people. Then what about our spiritual sojourn? What about our spiritual life? And then again, this very life in this world also, all these people who assist and help in some way or the other, it is just temporary. They cannot say that I built this house and now I gave it to you permanent. You can stay there forever and ever. They can build a palace, but they have got no control over how long we are going to live in that palace. How many a times a person has built a beautiful palace, a beautiful mansion, a beautiful building, and he has a lot of ideas and plans about investment and income and who's going to stay there and which room will be his and where will be the lounge, and every plan and idea, an angel of death comes and everything is gone, finished. So they can assist and help us to some extent, but it is all temporary. And they can only help also if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's help and assistance is confirmed. If Allah ta'ala does not confirm that help and assistance, then the plans will all fail. Person can be building, earthquake, everything gone. Tsunami, everything gone. So, mujh ko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. So the things of this world are all temporary. We make use of it because we are living in a world of means. So we make use of it. But what we really need is Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat in our hearts. Hazrat Arif Billah, Damat Barakatuhum, he says, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. Ya Allah, what we need is your love, your muhabbat. The heart must be mine, muhabbat must be yours. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. We need the shore of the ocean of marifat, ocean of muhabbat, the ocean of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. Ya Allah, that is the shore that we seek. Ocean of marifat, ocean of yaqeen, ocean of muhabbat, ocean of love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. The forehead must be mine and the door must be yours. My beloved Allah, the forehead must be mine and the door must be yours. Ah, if only we are blessed with a life like that. What enjoyment there will be. There will be no words in the vocab to explain and express. If a person can get that kind of heart in which is the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then Allah Ta'ala is the creator of happiness. Allah Ta'ala is the creator of joy. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the creator of peace and tranquility and sukoon in the hearts. And if His love is going to be in those hearts, and if the person is going to put his forehead before none other than Allah, he's going to worship no one else but Allah Ta'ala. This is a world of means, so we take help and assistance from different people. That is not what is being referred to here. But his ibadat and his worship will be only for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. When he's got that kind of life, then Allah Ta'ala will be his, he will be Allah's. And when Allah Ta'ala is his, so then he's got all the kingdoms of Allah Ta'ala in his heart. Whatever Allah Ta'ala created in this world, in a capsule form, he has got it in his heart. We say in a capsule, what they give. Capsule is sometimes very, very tiny and very small. But the power that is packed in that capsule, only the patient knows. How many different sicknesses and illnesses is blown away by little capsules. And how much of strength comes into the bodies with so many different kinds of capsules. So when the capsule of the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala will come into the heart, then the power that will be in that heart, the strength of iman that will be in the heart, that love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will be in that heart, that tawakkul and that trust and that faith in Allah Ta'ala that will be in the heart, that will distance him from all the evil, from all shaitan and from nafs and from everything else, and will give him a life of peace, happiness, contentment and satisfaction. My young friends, dear friends, where are we going in search of happiness? Those perishable beauties, they will never give us happiness. Love your wives, that is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. Give your heart to any other beauty, and we are heading for nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. And because she is not a wife, therefore that faith and trust also cannot be there. Today she is somebody's, tomorrow she is somebody else's. Anybody who offers her more wealth, more property, better car, better home, and better travel, and so many women are gone. This is a reality, it is a haqiqat, it is nothing that is secret. This is the purpose of this majlis, it is not to increase our knowledge. We all know what I am talking about. But when will we get that himmat and the courage to practice on that knowledge that we have? We must take lessons from whatever is happening around us. So therefore he says, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil dil hamara chahiye. Learn it and say it in the dua if Allah Ta'ala accepts it. And Allah Ta'ala say, I've given you my love and I come into your heart and I give you my support as you are begging and asking. Then that person is successful.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, bahre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, dar tumhara sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye.
This commodity of love, I always say, it's a very, very expensive, priceless commodity. Allah Ta'ala is the creator of this great commodity of love. And true love He only gives to those who are His true lovers. They only know what is true love. All the other perishable beauties, it is just temporary, temporary. Take a Miss World of the time. She has just been crowned. And the world's photographers and media, they are chasing after her. Let her meet up with one accident and get third degree burns. And see how all they vanish from there like mules without tails. They don't vanish like mules too, like mules without tails. Like donkeys, they'll run from there. Finish. All those cameras are gone. The beauty is gone. And the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is in the heart, it increases day by day, day by day. And when that love of Allah Ta'ala increases in the heart of a person, the person gets older and older and older, and the muhabbat of the people gets more and more and more. Look at the difference. Haven't we seen our old akabir, buzurugs, allahwalas? They old, sometimes they in bed, they sick, they can't even walk. They have to take support when they are walking. Their beards have gone white. Their hair has gone white on their heads. Old age has come upon them. And the ushaq and the lovers of them has increased. And show me one world beauty that when she grew old, the lovers increased. Show me one 80-year-old who was a Miss World at some time. And then you find all the people, the lovers increased now because she became 80 years old. Saw any in the world? Where did they all run? Why did they run? Because they had given their hearts to beauty. That's what they had given their hearts to. Come out of this sensual love and create the love of Allah Ta'ala in the hearts and see what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then gives.
Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye, mujhko jeene ka sahara
चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए। बहरे उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए, बहरे उल्फत का किनारा चाहिए। सर हमारा दर तुम्हारा चाहिए। The person who will learn to put his forehead before Allah alone, Allah Ta'ala will not make him bow down before others. Allah Ta'ala will make people bow down before him. Bowing down does not mean Allah Ta'ala will make them make sajda before him. Sajda is only permissible for Allah Ta'ala alone. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if I had been allowed to tell anybody to make sajda to anyone else, so then I would have ordered the women folk to make sajda to their husbands. That is the only thing he would have ordered. But even that wasn't permissible, so he didn't order it. Now the men folk in the world, the only hadith sharif they know is this one. That's all. All husbands, only one hadith sharif they know. From the entire collection of ahadith, they have selected one beautiful hadith sharif, which they go on saying to their wives, if only it had been ordered to make sajda, you would have been ordered to make to me. Now is that the only hadith sharif Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned? Where are those ahadith of the rights of the wife? What should have happened is that the husband should have been reading the kitab and the ahadith and the Quranic ayat on the rights of the wives. And the wives should have been reading those verses and those ahadith which deal with the rights of the husband. If that had been the case, that the wife was now going out of her way to fulfill the rights of the husband because she knew and she understood that what was the virtue and what were the rewards and what is the punishment in not doing so. And the husband had read those ahadiths where he has now understood what are the rights of the wife. And if he has to do injustice, if he has to be abusive, if he has to violate her rights, then what are the punishment, what is the consequence of this injustice? Then there would have been unity, happiness, and for years and years, until death do them part, they would have been one body and one soul. There would have been a little bit of hiccups here and there, that you must have in every marriage. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them a life of happiness for years and years. Unlike today, nikah today, talaq tomorrow. So when the person will bow his forehead before Allah Ta'ala, he will submit himself, then Allah Ta'ala will put muhabbat into hearts, and people will then bow before that person who has submitted himself to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will make them bow down. In other words, Allah Ta'ala will put in their heart so much of muhabbat for that person that his work, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, will make it accomplished very, very easily. Because he became Allah's, Allah Ta'ala will become his. What a beautiful life it is. But we must not do ibadat, zikr, tilawat and everything else for that reason. Our reason must be only one, that my Allah, he is the most beautiful Allah. He is my creator. His bounties upon me are unlimited. Even if there was no jannat and no jahannam, there was no paradise and no hell, then too it was my duty to love my Allah. It was my duty to love my Allah, because he is the one who has blessed me with my hearing, with my speech, with my heart, liver and lungs, with my wealth. He is the one who created everything in this universe for my benefit. So why should I not be loving my Allah? But we don't want to try this route. Nafs and shaitan, they whisper that the moment you take this route, finish, life will become boring. There will be no happiness. How can you live without TV and movie and discos and rave clubs and drugs and wine and women? Life just cannot be enjoyable without watching those film actors and actresses dancing. Now that is what shaitan whispers. And we see it like that too. With our eyes, that's what we see. That these persons are enjoying themselves, no restriction, freedom of all kind. That is what we see. But many a times what the eye sees is not true. If the person is suffering from jaundice, then white wall, you ask him, what's the color? Say yellow. White kurta, you ask him, what's the color? Say yellow. If it's green, he'll tell you it's yellow. If it's red, he'll tell you it's yellow. Every color for him is yellow because he's jaundiced. What must he do? Get his jaundice treated. When his jaundice will be treated, then you ask him, what color is this? He'll tell you white. What color is this? He'll tell you brown and blue, whatever it is. So at present we are jaundiced. That is why we are seeing like that. That there is enjoyment, fun and pleasure in drugs and drink and wine and women. We are seeing it like that because we are jaundiced, spiritually jaundiced. If we have our spiritual selves treated, bring about a reformation and a change in these hearts. When we will have what we just read, Gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye, then we will see everything properly. Then we will realize that these people are heading for disaster. That is not enjoyment what they are having. For the disbelievers, that could be Jannat on earth. For them it's Jannat. But if we are going to emulate them, if we are going to ape them, if we like monkeys are going to follow them, then we must be prepared for disaster. And disaster is happening in the lives of so many. How many are shot and killed? And they talk about triangles and rectangles and squares and different kinds of love problems. Before they used to say it, couples, then they went to triangles, then squares. So if you want to save ourselves from all those disasters, simple, easy, beautiful life. Bring Allah's muhabbat in our hearts, then enjoy the good food, wear good clothes, travel in good car, be happy, obey Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, make amar bil maruf nahi anil munkar, and enjoy life. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of amal. عمل سے بنتی ہے زندگی یہ جنت بھی جہنم بھی یہ خاکی اپنی فطرت میں نہ نوری ہے نہ ناری ہے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے آمین یا رب العالمین وصل اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقه سیدنا ونبینا وشفیعنا ومولانا محمد وآلہ وصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین